Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Last week was the inaugural AgConnect Expo held in Orlando, Florida, and I was on the scene along with our Joanna Schrader for this first ever event put on by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. We've got lots of coverage of it on agwire.com. In fact, still have some stories to post from there and hopefully have those up by the end of this week. We're looking ahead, though, now, and next week I'll be at the National Cattlemen's, the Cattle Industry Convention, it's called. It's kind of a combined meeting with NCBA and the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and once again I'll be the Beef Board blogger at beefboardmeeting.com. Then Cindy will be at the International Poultry Expo, which will be taking place in Atlanta. And Joanna will be on the road for us again, this time at the annual U.S. Ag Associates Conference. That'll be taking place in Houston. And to learn more about it, this week in the program, I'm speaking with Jerry Stoller. He is the president and CEO of the Stoller Group that's been involved with the event since its inception, this is the 17th annual Ag Associates Conference. So, been going on a long time, a very international group of people that get together to share information, as you're going to hear. So let's learn all about it from Jerry Stoller. I'm speaking here with Jerry Stoller. And Jerry, first of all, you've got a significant annual conference coming up here. Tell me a little bit about this conference and how you got it started.
Well, 17 years ago, there was a group of seven of us met. Now, most of these people were consultants. They had farmer customers. And their desire was to improve the recommendations. So the whole idea of the conference is to enlist the participation of people who were doing different things in the field and willing to share what they were doing with other consultants that were doing similar type of work with growers. So it started 17 years ago with that group of seven.
What is the mission and the purpose of the conference now?
Okay, the mission and the purpose of the conference continues as we originally set it up, to be able to learn from each other. If there was just one statement you could put in quotation marks, it would be learn from each other. That the first year when new people come and attend, they can sit and listen. But if they want to come and attend the next year, they're expected to give a report on something that they've done the past year to share their experiences with the rest of the group. So it's a session that was put together so we can get a group of people to come together and share with each other their experiences of the past year so everybody can learn from other people's experience.
Anything in particular that you think will be especially exciting that will be covered or presented?
I just have the title for a lot of the people's presentations, which looks very interesting. The part of the program that our company is responsible for and contributing for is the research evaluations of the group that works for our company in research and development, Dr. Albert Lipte, Dr. Ron Sulzman, and Dr. Ziyun Chow, that does basic research. Now, Dr. Lipte does research with universities all over the United States with replicated plots. And he has some professors that have done work for us this past year, and they will come and report on the results of their work that they did in conjunction with Stoller. The lead-off speaker for this year that we're going to feature is Dr. T.X. Liu from Texas A&M University, who does work with us each year. During 2009, we put out a soybean research plot, but we believe we set the world record in soybean yields. We had 166.8 bushel per acre. He's going to report on that. Now, that was from use of a single compound with a single application. His report will be followed by Dr. Lipte's report, where we did similar work with tomatoes, cantaloupe, and peppers. This is first-time work with first-time development product. We think that the feature of this and the ongoing research with this product and this technology will probably be the highlight of the conference.
I understand you've got a real international flavor for the conference. Can you speak to that?
We've opened it up to those who wanted to invest the money to travel to the United States and invest the money on their hotel rooms. Now, the company feeds them, rents the facilities for the presentation and plans and feeds them all their meals. So that expense is taken care of by the company. But a lot of these foreign people have a long distance of travel. The expense is quite great. But the nice thing about having them is you get to cover many more different crops. You get to cover many more different climatic conditions and different soil types. And perhaps the most valuable thing about having the international people is the conversations that they have with our people and with each other during times outside of our formal meeting. We get to know each other, understand each other's countries, and become more familiar with the globalization of agriculture. I think that probably the greatest thing that's going to happen over the next 20 years is going to be the true globalization of agriculture, going into new areas and developing new lands, new crops. This is going to be tremendous.
Anything else about the conference coming up we didn't touch on you might want people to know?
My part of the conference is I'm sort of a hub of a wheel. And these people here are your spokes. They make up the guts of this deal. They do their own work. They come here and give their own report. It's done voluntarily. They're willing to share with each other. And each year, the size of our group increases. To really understand the magnitude of what we're doing, no two consultants like to share their information with each other, because every consultant is an individual business person who wants to have individual knowledge and market that to growers. But here's a group of people that shares everything with each other. This is extremely unusual. I don't know if it's ever been done before. You know, the details of the work, how they work, it's an exhilarating experience. This is a 17th annual convention, so this has been going on for 17 years, and each year it tends to grow a little bit. I'm very impressed with the people. Not with myself, not with our company, but these people that come here with the desire to improve their performance, to improve their contribution. To me, this is extremely gratifying.
Well, I was only able to attend for a brief time last year for the first time, and our company will have a representative there for the full conference this year. So we appreciate being able to work with your company again this year, Jerry. And
I want to thank you. I think that we're doing good work. We have a problem of being able to get our story out into the agricultural community just because of our size. And I want to thank you for your help and any assistance that you can give us to spread our story on what we're doing. And I really appreciate it, and thank you so much.
I know Joanna is looking forward to her trip down to Houston next week for this annual U.S. Ag Associates Conference, and we're going to have full coverage on agwire.com. Before I go, I want to thank our newest sponsor for the Zimcast, and that's Novus International. We really appreciate their support and look forward to working with them throughout the coming year. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.